Jess in with you this morning. Now, yesterday we caught up with the Hunter Valley Police District's Chief Inspector Guy Guiana to talk about the candlelight vigils that are being held tomorrow night across the Upper Hunter. There's one happening here in Muswellbrook at the QE2 building. There's another happening in Scone tomorrow night as well. Last year, of course, we couldn't do these vigils as we normally would, and we can again this year, which is fantastic. And it's an opportunity to commemorate the lives that have been lost to domestic violence, but to also raise an awareness. And it's another opportunity to talk about something that I still don't think we talk about enough: domestic violence. And not only the thing that always comes to mind is that physical abuse, but everything else associated with domestic violence. It can be emotional abuse, it can be financial abuse, it can be so many things. And I'm happy to say this morning that I'm joined on the phone by Murrurundi local Janie Jordan, who a lot of us know. Janie is a regular on Hunter Valley Today as well, and Janie will be speaking on Wednesday evening at the Scone Candlelight Vigil because Janie has been through a domestic violence situation. And I think it's so brave and amazing that she is talking about it, because I think it is so important that if you can, that you do, because I hope that it would encourage, you know, someone who's going through something or perhaps is scared about speaking out to do the same. And Janie, lovely to have you on the show this morning.
As always, good morning, Jess, and everyone who's listening. And you, I think when you were just talking, Jess, and I was reflecting on what you were saying, and it is something, a topic, you know, domestic violence is not talked about enough. We need to have more conversations. Mm. And the conversations, and the reason why I, for the very first time, are speaking up and out, is because domestic violence can be emotional, psychological, and that's my experience. And it was horrible, and you don't know when you're in it until somebody says to you, you've got to get out of that relationship. Mm. As indeed my very dearest sister said to me, you know, I've lost one sibling, I do not plan to lose another. And people around me could see that I was a shadow. You know, some people will know me and will see, be surprised perhaps, that I have been in a domestic violence situation. Because when you're in it, I was living in America at the time, Northern California, swept off my feet, as you know, the romance sort of took me over. I was a single mom running a very successful small business and two kids at school. I mean, I was stressed a lot, busy a lot, no real support around me, other than obviously fabulous friends and colleagues, but I was running a life that was timed to the second. And here was this man I met, was charming, swept me off my feet, you know, the knight in, you know, the shining armor, so to speak. And I fell under the spell, and it's a spell. That's the message for me. You get into a situation, and it's a spell. It's a charming, very attractive proposition. They charm. And when I got to America, it all fell apart. The danger. Then I was in danger, and I didn't realise how dangerous it was until it was almost too late.
Yeah. So, Janie, in your situation, as you said, it's that emotional abuse and that psychological abuse. When you say that, what do you mean? Were you being put down? Were you, you know, not being treated, obviously, in the way that you should have been?
Absolutely. That put down is the biggest thing. You know, in public, you would say, oh, Janie, you know, I would say to her, you've got one mouth and two ears, and you need to use those 2 ears more often in front of people, and other put downs, and I all the time intimidation. You know, not so he would, like, for example, he'd take off his wedding ring and throw it across the floor at me. You know, that's fear and intimidation. We would have a discussion, and one moment I'd go, I'm going mad. I'm absolutely going mad. I just have to stop. And so it gets twisted back, you know, narcissistic. Look, my husband at the time, you know, my ex-husband, cannot even say the man's name. You think of Trump, but a lower down, narcissistic, always about them, and intimidating and controlling. And add in alcoholic abuse, dynamite, dangerous. The charm was still there to everybody else. But when it was he and I, it was dangerous. I was in a dangerous situation from an emotional perspective. Yeah. And I came back to Australia nearly 8 years ago. I was a shadow of my former self because I had suffered fear, intimidation, occasional physical abuse, perhaps even sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional and psychological abuse. That's a lot over a sustained period of time. Mm. So I'm speaking out, and I encourage anybody who's listening, is that it's being brave. I mean, it takes courage. You know, I've been married before. I didn't want another failed marriage. So, but I found myself feeling like I was in prison, and that's how I felt. So it is brave. They say it takes 6 or 7 times before a woman leaves, and ultimately, my sister intervened, and I'm here today.
Mm. Catching up with Murrundi local Janie Jordan this morning, talking about the candlelight vigil being held across the Upper Hunter tomorrow night to commemorate the lives lost from domestic violence, but also talk about domestic violence. And Janie, and I was going to say, you know, what was the trigger that made you leave? And you just said, you know, it was your sister who came in and, you know, rescued you, I guess, in a sense, you could say.
Yes, I was home in Australia. I used to come home 3 or 4 times a year, and I would save for work. But it was escaping, I realised, and see my children and my family here back in Australia from Northern California. And it was one of the trips, and I was significantly, deeply depressed without really knowing it. And really a shadow of my former self. I was in a fearful, intimidated situation, and I was acting like that. And my sister took me aside and said, I have lost one sibling. I do not plan to lose another. You have to do something about that relationship, and walked off.
Yeah.
Left me going, oh, my God. And so I hatched a plan.
Yeah. For anyone who might be listening this morning, Janie, who could be going through something similar to what you went through, what is perhaps not a piece of advice, but what would you say to a fellow female or perhaps even a male who's going through something similar?
Well, I would say that you may feel, if this is love, why do I feel so sad? Well, then if you're feeling like that, it's recognizing the symptoms and going and having an escape route. I mean, luckily for me, I didn't, you know, I had a passport that I knew I could get to any moment. So it's having somebody safe to talk to, having your precious must-have things like have separate bank account, know your have separate passwords, have a secret email account. Is anywhere where you can actually feel really safe to leave. Talk it through with somebody who is less connected, knows you well, maybe a professional, maybe a lawyer. I have maybe a professional friend, maybe an accountant, somebody who knows you well, can help you plan your escape route. In my case, it was also my family doctor, who was also a very good friend in California. I had an escape plan with he and his partner. So I was identifying safety outlets where I knew I was safe if I had to leave in the middle of the night. And I always kept my passport with me, so if I needed to escape just with my passport, I could. So it's practical. It's getting to be practical. And if you're feeling, oh, my God, I'm going mad at the end of a conversation, that's a big red light, warning sign, you've got to get out.
Exactly. And, Janie, you will be sharing your story tomorrow night, the candlelight vigil in Scone.
I will indeed, and I'd love to see everybody with their candles. I think it's a candle. Yes, I'm sharing my experience because it is, you know, one of the hidden, if you like, domestic violence, you see, is a psychological, emotional one. But I also, you know, there to pay tribute and remember the women who have tragically lost their lives under the most horrible, horrible circumstances. Much, you know, that was physical abuse and ultimately for them death. So I'm here to tell my story. So come along and let us just take a few moments to remember the women and maybe even the men. I don't know any, but I'm sure there are. The women who have tragically lost their lives to domestic violence.
Exactly. We'll have the details up on our website and social media about the candlelight vigil on Wednesday. Janie, I seriously really appreciate you jumping on the show this morning and talking about this. I know it's obviously not the easiest thing to talk about, and I think you're absolutely amazing for doing so. So thank you so much.
Jess, it was tough but necessary, and I hope I have perhaps helped someone out there. That's what this is all about.